Alrighty, so now that we're playing some chord progressions in G, we're going to start focusing on the melody, alright? So, you can use any of the notes that we played in the major scale under step one over any chord, okay? So you could just randomly record the progression we just did. Make notes from your G major scale fit over that, right? And everything would sound fine. But to go one step further, and you should try that, by the way. You should, I don't know, maybe I'll play, I'll tell you what, try that for a minute. I'll play the progression in step four, and while I'm doing that, simply experiment with the notes of the G major scale that's in step one, just right over itself, okay? And you can hear how it sounds. One, two, three, four. Okay, so I'm gonna try it so you can hear kind of, you know, what, how I would do it, or there's no right or wrong here, but I'm just giving you an example. So I did it on electric guitar so I could loop it, so I could play the rhythm and the melody, so I could record the rhythm and play the melody over it. I'm not playing them at the same time, obviously. So, like two, three, four. You to be that that sort of technically able to play different rhythms like I just did, but any of the notes will sound good over any of the chords. This is the magic of playing a harmonized scale. So you can have fun just with that. Even if you don't learn anything further right now, you can write songs just by you knowing that you can pick four out of the G harmonized scale and use the G, any of the notes in the G major scale, and it'll sound good together. We are going to take it further, of course, but just that is a big deal. By the way, why did I pick the key of G? Because the chords are easier. If I pick the key of C, for example, some people don't like the F chord so much. Beginners, you know, struggle with the F chord. But for those who are curious, I'm not going to write it on the sheet here. You know, a C major harmonized scale would be C, D minor, E minor, F, G, A minor, and then G7, C, like that. Again, C, D minor, E minor, F, G, A minor, G7, back to C. And then the actual scale for C harmonized scale would be... I'll have to... So skip this bit if you're not interested in learning the C harmonic scale right this minute, but you can make a note of it and come back to it later. It would be 5th string 3rd fret, 4th string open, 4th string 2nd fret, 4th string 3rd fret, 3rd string open, 3rd string 2nd fret, 2nd string open, and 2nd string 1st fret. So... let me run through that again. It's 5th string 3rd fret, 4th string open, 4th string 2nd fret, 4th string 3rd fret, 3rd string open, 3rd string 2nd fret, 2nd string open, 1st string 2nd fret. That's a C major scale. But getting back to our G, key of G, on the next track, we'll talk about chord tones versus scale tones.